Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special Smarktober edition of the Occupy Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm Alex Smiley, here to talk about wrestling and horror with one of my all-time faves, a former Chikara Grand Champion and the broadsword of Nazmondoom himself, Hollow Wicked.
Alex, all glory, Nazmaldoon, all glory to you. It's great to be here. Thank you.
All glory, Nazmondoom. I'm very happy to have you here. That's like I said, one of my faves, and when guess I kind of just gonna kind of get into it a little bit here. When I found out you were actively seeking out the pro wrestling side of horror, that was right in my wheelhouse. So got some questions for you, and then we'll chat from there. My first question, because this wouldn't be a wrestling podcast without asking this question, how did you discover wrestling?
Understood. We always have to get the wrestling stuff out of the way first. Probably like most people, just drifted in and out, and you eventually see something that you latch onto. And for me, that was when I saw ECW. They would play it basically hour long infomercials that would have one match. Are you? I don't know what area you're from. Did you get ECW on Channel 48?
The closest thing to ECW that I had was the final days of XPW on the West Coast. There was one episode of their weekly show, the one episode that I caught, the very tail end of, was when Shane Douglas announcing that they were moving XPW to Philadelphia. So that's about as close to ECW that I got growing up.
Okay, so different area. So ECW's program consisted of basically, it was an hour-long infomercial that would have like one match on it, and one of the matches was Rey Mysterio versus Psychosis. They're two out of three falls. I saw that and my mind was blown. They looked like, they were from another planet. This is not what I had understood pro wrestling was up until that point. And from there, I was hooked.
Nice. That's awesome. It's funny, the more I think about it, the other closest thing to ECW I had was the 2006 version, and that's about as
Wow.
much as I'm gonna touch on there. It was an
I
it,
knew it.
it made for an interesting Tuesday night, especially when they found the first half of their show going head to head with Wrestling Society X.
You know what? They had vampires on that show,
They
so
had
I can't
vampires
really
on.
complain.
Yes.
It should have been more in my wheelhouse, but you know what? They didn't have people going through stages. They didn't have Bam Bam Bigelow. They didn't have Taz. They didn't have what the things that made ECW ECW.
Right. So, on that note, the Smarktober is all about looking at the crossroads of wrestling and horror. And on that note, how did you discover horror?
That should be what every single moment of every day is about, is finding the crossroads between pro wrestling and horror. That's my philosophy. So, I mean, again, probably like most people, probably saw something that I was not ready to comprehend. I shouldn't have been watching, and I saw it, and people's reaction to that is usually either I'm never watching a horror movie again, or they're traumatized in the way where I gotta watch more of this, and I was the latter.
Which sometimes applies to pro wrestling as well.
I think they're very, very closely related. You either see something, you say I'm out, or you're like you see Rey and Psychosis getting filthy on the ECW floor,
Oh
and you're
man.
like I gotta see more of this. So yeah, I think probably earliest thing I remember, and my memory is terrible. Literally don't remember many years of my life, so I don't know how old I am. I don't know where I'm from. Well, I do remember seeing Pet Sematary
Oh,
way before
nice.
I was old enough to understand what was going on, and just being horrified and disturbed and asking when's Pet Sematary 2 coming out.
Nice. Oh, I've seen that one, Pet Sematary. Very.
That's a must see, right?
Yes, it is. Very good stuff.
Just so many parts in that movie, I mean, I Do we have to do spoiler alerts for movies from 1989?
No, we, I know. No spoiler. We're good. We can definitely talk about movies as old as Pet Sematary.
Okay, so yeah, obviously, keep getting run over by a truck.
Oh gosh.
If that didn't stick with you, then probably the wife's sister in
Yeah.
bed.
Oh
If that didn't
gosh.
stick with you, there's 10 other things in that movie that,
And
yeah.
of course credit. So, I gotta be honest. Sometimes I forget the actor's name. You know how that goes. But
Yeah.
the man who many people from the 60s and on would probably recognize as Herman Munster,
Jude,
being.
wait, is it Jude Hirsch? No. Judd Hirsch? No, not Judd Hirsch.
Yeah. No. Th
What is that?
but th this guy warning. This guy giving the warning of, not burying someone in the Pet Sematary because of the effects that could cause, but also realizing that bringing the guy to the cemetery in the first place immediately was gonna set off a whole chain of events,
Right,
you
he
know?
took a man in the depths of grief and guilt and said, "Hey, here's a way to undo all this. Don't do it." I think that guy might be the villain of the movie.
Exactly. It's like
What was he expecting?
your top antagonists are the cemetery itself and that
Fred Gwynne.
guy.
Fred
There we
Gwynne
go,
is
Fred
in.
Gwynne. Yes,
Sorry.
who's also very good in My Cousin Vinny. But that's a
The
whole
Judd,
different.
right? Yeah.
Yes. Oh gosh.
So wait, do you think is Pet Sematary a prequel to the Munsters? This is how Herman Munster became Herman Munster. He's
there's a fan theory for you. Gonna write
Someone's
that
got to look
down.
into this.
Someone's gonna overanalyze that, and it'll be great.
There's yeah, probably already a 4-hour YouTube documentary that breaks it all down. Somehow, Pascal is Grandpa Munster. Got run over jogging.
Oh gosh, that's great. That's gonna make for that'll make for a fun topic for sure. Now, this I real now I do realize how almost silly or at least obvious this question might be to ask you. But what influence, either directly or indirectly, would you say that horror has had on your career?
So it's difficult to say. There's bits and pieces in there that are direct rip-offs from horror that I just threw in there. So for example, my theme song, the one that had like some guttural screams over it, used it probably like 2015 through 18 maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a direct. Have you ever seen Lords of Salem?
I have not. I've only seen the poster for
Okay, well,
it.
that's you might not want to go further than that. So, not my favorite movie, but there's the main character receives a record, there's a mysterious record, and when she puts it on, it plays this song. And if you just look up the song from Lords of Salem, that's the inspiration. I took that to my musician and said, "Can you make something like this?" And they nailed it. So it's
Nice.
similar to that. It's just so weird, so otherworldly. I was like, I need to have that as my music. Something close. I wish I could take that exactly, but I think that's a little too on the nose.
Yeah. Oh,
So
that's
that's
awesome.
something I did a maybe before cinematic wrestling was invented, Tim Donst and I did a brawl inside a furniture store. Are
Oh
you
yeah.
familiar with this?
I am. I think I've seen bits of it. I've been meaning to track down the source, but I do remember seeing bits of it and hearing about that and like, yeah.
I don't know if that's available anywhere.
Oh, sheesh. Okay.
It's probably maybe Tim Donst has a YouTube, probably.
Maybe.
But the ending of that is he throws me off of a second story building essentially.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
laying there down. He looks away. He looks back, and I'm gone. Which is again a direct ripoff of Halloween. Michael
Yes.
Myers getting shot multiple times and falling off the balcony, and then when they look, he's gone. So. It's hard to like, I don't want to steal dialogue. My favorite horror villains are ones that don't talk. So when there's not dialogue I want to take directly from them. There's not, and you know, a lot of these guys they're invincible, which doesn't make for a very interesting wrestling match if your opponent is completely invincible.
Yeah.
to a degree, sure. Yeah. But if I'm, you know, if no offense can affect me.
Right. It's like, it's like at some point, where's the drama, right?
Right. There's gotta be some drama, and you can't have that if you're Jason Voorhees in a wrestling ring.
Which I feel like someone should have told the, I feel like somewhere out there, there is a Jason Voorhees.
Yeah. Jason Terrible here. From, FMW, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's
they're literally because I will admit I'm starting to get him mixed up with at least one of the Leatherface
there's
characters
Leatherface
from
too,
Mexico.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you've had Leatherface, you've had there might even be a Freddy somewhere in there, but certainly for some reason Leatherface seemed like a very popular gimmick. You know, to your point, yeah, invincibility, not super great, but there's obviously elements of that still work.
Yeah. were you around for, I don't know what area, when Chikara was running, were you in the Philadelphia area or you're strictly West Coast?
I'm strictly West Coast. When Chikara had to shut down, for example, I found myself being a part of online rallies rather than, say, showing up to Escape Park in Philly. But I'm definitely familiar with some Chikara history.
Okay, so this is more Chikara adjacent. Mm. Did you ever hear about the Monster Mash shows?
I have not.
So this the owner of the arena, a guy named Roger, would promote these shows where always around Halloween where there were actual, like, you know, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees characters wrestling against wrestlers.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That sounds like a fun horror version of I can't remember the name of it now. There's a wrestling promotion that focuses on doing like Comic Cons, and they do like literal cosplay type scenario.
Yeah.
So this
they
sounds
do,
like
all the video game characters, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Same thing, just with a bunch
with
of horror.
That's awesome. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, I think Jason was in several of these matches, and you know, he's probably unstoppable.
Oh man, that's awesome. So
again, just another thing that's probably lost the time. I don't know if these shows
true.
Are included.
This is true. Yeah. Sometimes, the search might not always be fruitful, but it's still worth a try, you know?
I don't know. It's probably something you had to be there live for. I don't think that's
true. Oh,
that's
true.
You know,
that's true.
Go back and see any five-star wrestling at a match.
Slight sidetrack. There was a literal company called Five Star Wrestling. They didn't necessarily have five-star wrestling matches, so.
They probably at least attempted it, though. We had Freddy Krueger doing like bits. It wasn't.
Hey, that's got to be worth at least 3 stars, though. You know,
I, in my book, sure.
Yeah, you know, it's like, because isn't part of the excitement of a wrestling match the ring psychology? Sometimes the ring psychology is in the bits.
For me, absolutely.
So I'm gonna circle back around here. You know, we've talked of, you know. You've obviously sought out, for lack of a better way of explaining this, you've sought out pro wrestling and pro wrestling moves, from a variety of horror films. So I want to touch on that and be kind of first foremost. What are some of your favorite horror films?
I mean, yeah, the finding wrestling in horror films was just a side effect of watching 10 horror films every day for the last 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
But it's always hard to pick favorites.
That's fair.
But I'm a big Evil Dead fan.
Oh yes.
Particularly Evil Dead 2 is my favorite horror movie of all time. But I'm into 1, the new remake they just did.
Oh, yeah.
Rise, not a remake.
Yeah,
So
those are,
the remake they did a couple years ago. That was probably 15 years ago by now. The TV series, Army of Darkness. If it's Evil Dead in that universe, I'm on board.
Awesome. Yeah. No, I love that. I was gonna say, I think Evil Dead 2 is probably the peak of at least the early franchise, because like the Evil, the first Evil Dead, great, but like I feel like there was something to the sequel where it's like you had a little, you started to lean a little bit more into the comedy side of it as well, just because like largely because of Ash's quips. But it's like, and it also helps that, the beginning of Evil Dead 2 basically retcons at least some of the story of the first Evil Dead, so there's always that little bit.
I mean, yeah, essentially it's they had a budget more than $0 that they had on Evil Dead 1, and they did incredible things. There's movies with multi-million-dollar budgets that could not begin to touch the stuff they were doing. Oh man, I get like choked up thinking about how good that movie is.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's really good. Now, I was gonna say, I do like it's funny, 'cause like I've seen people kind of up and down about the Evil Dead remake of, I believe, 2013,
2013.
roughly a decade ago.
Good
But
memory.
yeah, so I personally, it's funny 'cause I liked it as far as like a more almost straight up horror, and like more adjusted to kind of modern horror compared to
Absolutely.
the original. But it's like, and to me that just means, that's just a sign of like every movie kind of has its place, has its fans kind of thing,
Yeah, it wasn't offensive to the original fans, and it was just updated enough. But I mean, yeah, that scene where it's just raining blood,
Oh
that's like
gosh,
that's
yeah.
something probably Sam Raimi would have done if he had
Had
again more
the
than
money,
any
yeah. Had the
$0.
budget, yeah.
He's like, yeah, let's just have it raining blood the entire movie.
So
Did you see Rise? You see the newest one?
I, you know what? I have not, but I'm definitely planning to, ahead of Halloween especially.
You,
I'm
yeah.
very excited to see. Like, I truthfully, I have my own little backlog of movies that I still need to see, and Evil Dead Rises is up there because I've heard really good things about it.
Yes, I went in ready to hate it and was just blown away. It was great.
That's awesome. I'd say that sometimes that's the best that could happen, like you, 'cause some people may try to lower their expectations and then like, oh, it's actually, but it's like if sometimes I feel like if you go in expecting to hate something, it kind of sometimes it backfires in like the way of like, oh, maybe this was a good film, but I still kind of like some wrestling critics online, just, expecting to hate something, just, but like you said, sometimes you'll find that it actually well exceeds those expectations.
Yeah, sometimes I mean, expectation is the mother of something. There's a saying, isn't there? The mother of disappointment, probably.
Probably. So on that note, going back, so quick, yeah, so circling back around, in your search for pro wrestling moves, do you have any particular favorites that you've seen from a movie? Because I'm very curious, because I was looking at this list and I was like, and just as a quick note for the listener and viewer, that on this page, if a movie has indeed had a pro wrestling move that is highlighted in orange, and that's exciting to me, so I'm very curious about at least one of your favorite moves you've seen in these movies.
So you're asking my favorite move that I've seen in the movies, or my
Yes.
favorite movie that I've seen looking for movie?
If they're different, if you have different answers to
Okay.
that, you're welcome to explore both. But yeah, I'm just really curious. Like, I guess I'm at the heart of this question, I'm trying to see exactly what kind of pro wrestling action we're getting out of these movies. Because I'll just say, like, I'm not sure if there's any specific movie, but usually, like, I see when I hear that a horror movie has pro wrestling in it, if it's not about wrestling, like say Pro Wrestlers versus Zombies or WrestleManiac or one of those, if it's not about wrestling, I'm expecting the wrestling move to be a drop kick, maybe a clothesline. But I'm curious to see if there's anything beyond that in your searches.
So let me preface it by saying I you mentioned earlier, probably before we started recording, pro wrestlers versus zombies, right? If a movie is strictly featuring wrestling, it doesn't count.
That's okay,
Because
that's fair.
that's a dead giveaway that there's gonna be wrestling in it, right?
That's true.
There's a Vampiro movie that has Norman Smiley in it, and there's the
Oh my
full-on
gosh.
matches in the movie. So
Oh my gosh.
that's cheating to me. So I'm not gonna count
Yeah,
those.
that's fair.
Okay, glad we're on the same page there. So I'm looking through my list, and I don't know why it's not on here. There's a movie that is on, I think, a Netflix movie called Night Shift or The Night Shift,
Oh.
maybe. Hang on.
Okay.
Like I said, my memory is terrible. Oh, it's Day Shift. That's why I couldn't find it. I was looking under N. A movie with
Fair.
Jamie Foxx called
Oh.
Day Shift, and who's the Franco brother? That's not the real Franco. Dave Franco?
Yeah. Sounds like a Dave movie. Yeah.
Dave Franco takes a cascading Yoshitonic.
Oh my gosh. That's phenomenal.
And let me tell you, I looked through the credits. There had to be a pro wrestler that was a consultant or a
There's
stunt
gotta be.
coordinator. I couldn't find it. Maybe they were using their real name, that and it was obscured. Yeah, and it's so smooth. It's done by a professional wrestler, I'm convinced.
It's gotta be. Probably an indie worker who got paid whatever Hollywood's version of a hot dog and a handshake is. But hey, you know what? They got the move in there, and
That
it's there for the
person
world to see.
needs to be booked,
Yes.
because I especially I there I'm I mean I'm assuming it was Dave Franco's stunt double that took the move, but get that guy on board too. Book these
For
people on your
sure.
shows.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
So that's like the most the one that stood out the most is like, wow, this is these are wrestlers involved. Like I said, it wasn't a body slam or a clothesline or a choke slam. Like
Right.
any schmuck off the street could do that.
Right. Or a Uranagi in any Dwayne Johnson film,
Yeah,
but
yes.
yeah.
Yes. That's a good one. There's a top wrist lock in one of the Friday the 13th movies,
Oh, that's great.
which is highly technical for a horror movie, I found. It was not Jason applying it. It was
Okay,
the
that's
cop.
fair.
It was
That's
the
fair.
cop throws it on. But I'm always surprised how often it comes up. I think when I talked to Joe, I said about one in every 10 movies has a distinctly pro wrestling move in it.
Oh, that's awesome. let's see. I'm gonna look at this list real quick too, 'cause there's actually in talking about this, there was at least one. Now, quick question, just to make sure, so do you have these up as videos where you discuss them?
Yes, so I
Okay.
have a YouTube channel, and anytime I see one of these, I make a video. It's basically a breakdown of the maneuver, not in any kind of serious info. You're not gonna get
Right.
serious education from this, but it's a breakdown of, hey, here's this pro wrestling move. And yeah, so look on my YouTube channel. I have a playlist called Grappling with Demons, and
Awesome.
that's where they are. It's I think I'm up to almost 50 of them, I found.
Oh wow, that's awesome. So I think that's actually gonna wrap us up. This is again, similar to the very first question in this interview, it wouldn't be a wrestling podcast without this. And you did touch on it already, but this is your time to put the plugs in, sir. Where can people find you?
You can find me primarily right now on my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/arcadeofterror. Get on there, subscribe, like, is it that's what they say? Do those things. But most importantly, watch the videos.
Yes.
I'm not making these for myself. Somebody watch them.
That is fair. That's great. Yeah. Sorry,
It's
I'm just.
free. That's the free way you can support Holloway Kid. Just watch
Heck
my
yeah.
videos.
I love
I
the
think they're
sound of
great.
that.
So
Yeah.
also on YouTube, so I have my Arcade of Terror, which is a video game. I'd be a stretch to call it a review show. I barely play any video games. The intent is to play video games. That usually never happens. Yeah, check out my Arcade of Terror. All right.
All right. We will. I will definitely.
Yes.
I definitely will. Gosh, I'm all out of steam on this. I'm just very happy to chat with you. Appreciate you coming on to chat about wrestling and horror with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you, Hollow Wicked, and all glory Naz Maldoon.
Hey, pleasure was all mine. All glory Naz Maldoon, and just also like to say, not wrestling currently. Last time I was in the ring was in 2021.
Right.
Next week, back to training.
Okay.
Back at it. 2024, I'm gonna, you know, unless I die the first week of training, which is always possible,
yeah.
But especially so since I haven't been in a ring in 2 years. See me out there, hopefully.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. All glory.
All glory.